Good afternoon and welcome into Anfield Community Radio for a Saturday. Just on a quick test transmission here on there, 212 metres on the medium wave. That's, what kilohertz are we on? 1431, is it? Well, I think we've moved a bit now, something like that. Anyway, we'll be introducing a guest appearance, maybe after this record holder on for a few words now. Dave Lincoln. Dave Lincoln's in the studio, so, would you like to say a few words now, or after your buffies, or after this record or something? We're in short, okay. We'll have a little interview with him after this, in fact, he can do a little spot on it. Okay, this is Shanita, I can't even say that word properly, you know. This one's called So Macho, and it's a 12-inch version, just when we have a cup of tea in that. Thank you. There you go there, that's Anita and So Macho here on Anfield Community Radio. It's now 5 minutes past the hour 12 noon, and isn't it great to go live on Anfield Community? It makes a change, doesn't it, of going tapes all the time, I don't know. Anyway, do you want to say a few words yet, or are you still scoffing your what's the butties? Some kind of salmon hoddle paste? Well, I don't know. Makes you stink, it does, yeah? Actually, yeah. Anyway, we'll get tucked by using that. I'll get tucked into a ciggy. Do you want a ciggy? Yeah, I've got ciggies. I've got the lot. And I also bought the paper today. Oh yeah, well. Oh, I've just been told Jim Brown's having a piece of cake as well.
Half a roll.
And well, we just offered him a supreme yogurt, but he doesn't like them. Don't you like them? Yeah. Quick save. No, I don't know. And as I was saying, we also bought, as well as ciggies, the paper. Now everyone wants to know this. Boy George is back on drugs. I got the sub. Yeah, I'm going to go to the page 3 really. Can you have page 3 on the side of me? Yeah, married life, it's fine. Dying away now. Get fed up of it. Anyway, we'll get on with another record now, and while we're still scoffing our faces and killing ourselves with ciggies, we'll play another record for now. This is Spike Fox and...
What's it called, Jim Brown?
Okay. Well, that's what I've done last night.
Come, 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 come
we're just discussing Jim Brown's car at the moment. That was Sly Fox and Let's Go All The Way. We're going to hand over to Jim Brown for his few.
Have you been on with no radiator on it?
What? Oh, your car with no radiator on it. Broke again?
Yeah.
I don't know. As we call it, have you left it at home?
Hey, no, it's around here, but I'll have to get the bus back, you know what I mean? It's one of them things, I don't know,
broke down again, eh?
Yeah, well, we'll come down tomorrow and do the show, and then I'll pick it up then, you know, I'll fix it after the show, because I couldn't be, I'm back up today. You know what I mean?
Jim Brown's car, Jim Brown has come down now, bang! Big loud bang on the air, in the road, and put the flights off us, we knew you were coming by the bang.
Yeah, of course, yeah, you nearly, I nearly put the flights up here, from that distance, well, I don't know. I thought I am walking around there, like, and she jumped about 10 foot in the air, you know, with her legs spread. Oh, very nice.
Anyway, hang on. I've got an ashtray somewhere. This will be more handy.
Pass us an ashtray.
Go on, Jim Brown. Since we give you the key.
Thank you, Pete.
They normally eat half a cake each when they come in. And when I say a cake, it's not just an ordinary cake. You know, them Swiss rolls. A little cake, it's about a foot long, isn't it? Swiss roll, by the way, yes. By about 3 inches in diameter. Well, he's half of that each, and they say it's a little cake. And I've got a quarter or half of one here, and I'm there struggling to eat it, you know. Well, Diane says it for, they said it was something else, but I'm not mentioning that over the air, you know.
Oh, well, we're on there introducing the next record, I'll be still scoffing our food.
There's a knock at the door.
Which one?
They're on the top there, you see.
Hold on then. Right, Lovell Starsky's coming next in Amneville.
Thank you.
like it's something that would double him from out of his glass. So I panicked, and I hit the deck, cause before he was coming straight for my neck. Then he said,
yo, Starsky, there's a need to fear. Didn't you read the invite? You're the star of the year. All the monsters came from miles around just to hear you rock, because you got down.
You want to go to it? There's enough room. We can all go to the house on the hill. The next thing we know was the hand clap shower. I realized I was the man of the hour. But so I got on the microphone. No mistake. And all the monsters in the house saw the break. And then I put down the mic. Said, that is that. Gave back a high five and he chased you back. So I said, this day I'm asleep like a lamb. But don't you know we were rocking at the monster jam? Bam! Maybe I said, Everyville! Put the house on the hill. You make the left and you make the right and you go, Amityville.
Goes to look for Starsky, and that one was called Amityville. Lovely and sunny outside, and if you're listening, Phil, I can't pick up none yet at all, and you know me, I have difficulty anywhere with being on the air myself and trying to blab and the whole of the medium, but if I can pick you up, I'll let you know anyway. I think we'll go on with more music or something. It's now 20 minutes past 12 noon, and this is Anfield Community Radio for Hot. Well, it's a hot, it's quite warm outside, isn't it? Yeah, there's a squeaking in the background, I don't know. Yeah, anyway, we'll have a little talk about that squeak in the background maybe after this, or does he want to find it now?
Terrible cold wind, you know, when you're walking down Prairie Road, yes, terrible. Now, what do you go out and see, can they get the news on the radio, yes, because I can't get it here.
Yes, of course, the trains have been on.
Of course, yes. And if you're listening, Phil, the radio chair has gone on the mini, you see. And put some stuff in it this morning to come down here, but only got me a quarter of the way down here. Mm-hmm. And I've got to fix it tomorrow. So apologies for that one. I was very late last night getting on. And I got told at 11:45 last night that you phoned up, so that's why I didn't ring you. Okay. So I'll go out and see you get you on the radio, and maybe I'll give you a ring back and let you know, okay? That's Mark.
Thank you, James. Okay, yes. Anyway, we better go on with more music or something for now anyway. Yes, more music?
Yes, why not?
We're supposed to be a radio station, aren't we? Anyway, this is Level 42 coming next, and the track called...
It's Level 42?
Yeah.
Lessons in Love.
Correct.
Very good, eh?
I'm not a kid, 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 I'
does, doesn't it? Anyway, that was, no, it wasn't. It was for Coaxium Amadeus. You said that one wrong. You'd switched the wrong deck on.
No, whatever. It was you imitating my voice again, you know. What's all this, this feedback? Can you get a little bit of feedback here? Yes, we certainly are, yes. Oh, yeah, you're listening to Anthony Smith, you're a yes. 1 to 12 metres medium wave, that's 1413 or 1441, we're not quite sure exactly the frequency on this moment in time. We'll find out a little later on. Okay, I'm going to do a little walkies in a few minutes' time and see if you can pick up anything else on the band. So you can pick Philip on 241, hopefully he's on 241 anyway. Okay, so what can I say? If you'd like to write to the station, you can do, you know, we would like your letters. Please write to us, it's number, let me see, 111 Pinehurst Avenue, that's Anfield, Liverpool 4. It's very hard, you know, remembering all these known addresses, you know, on all these different stations, you know. And we're listening to a station on 103.4 or 3.5, I think it was, on Wednesday night. S-O International, and as Tim Jackson noted in his notes, he did put E-double-S-O, S-O International, and I thought that at first, but what it is, it's Slag Off International, S-O is just S-O, that's what it means, and they're in Hyatt Stramble in Birkenhead. Well, all I've got to say about that is, well, if anyone's going to bring the DT out, it'd certainly be them, because they do slag every station off, but they do swear an awful lot. And I've done a few phone calls and people know exactly where they are. So we'll be organising like a posse party to go and get that station off the air very shortly. Okay, we don't want things like that, you know, on the radio, do we? Of course we don't. Anyway, how is things with you, Mark? Are you okay? Are you? You're not, are you? No, I can tell by your face. Diana's not saying much about that either now. Never mind. Well, what have we got next queued up on the old decks? What time is it, by the way? It's 26 minutes past the hour, 12 noon. Pretty nice to be on this nice, sunny, well, I think a bit windy and cold, but it's not too bad, is it, over here in September? Yeah, it's not too bad, is it? No. Anyway, what have we got? Level 42, Lessons in Love, is what we just played, and that was you imitating my voice, wasn't it? Yes, yes. Well, we'll play level 42 now, Lessons in Love. And for coming to radio for a Saturday, Mark Evans out for this one. We'll be right back.
I don't know. They always cut off like that. I don't know. It's this Jim Brown. Well, I was going to blame him, but he's not actually here now. He's gone out. So, hello to you, JB. We're walking upon with your radio. I don't know. Anyway, that was level 42, and that one was called Lessons in Love. I think I sound like I'm in a bathroom at the moment because I'm getting too much feedback. Just bear with me a minute. Okay, do we sound any better now? Yes, of course we do. It's Anfield Community Radio. You tune to broadcasting here on 212 metres on the medium wave. And we broadcast usually every Sunday between the hours of 12 noon and 6 p.m. But today we're just on a quick test transmission, okay? We won't be on the airwaves for that long. Just a test transmission with me, Mark Evans, and Jim Brown, who's actually walking about the Anfield area at the moment. So if you look out your window now, if you're listening in the Anfield area, and you see someone with a radio, just pass them a request and say, can you play this one on the air for us, and he'll do it for you, okay? So look out for the fella going round. He's about 80, maybe 85, not quite sure, and he's walking around with a radio. Okay, so just ask him if he's off Anfield Community, and he'll tell you if he is or not. And just hand him a request or some sort. We'll play it when he gets back to studio. Now he's actually walking around the Anfield area at the moment. I don't know what part of the Anfield area, but he's somewhere in about. Anyway, better get on with more music now here on this sort of test transmission. This is Peter Gabriel, and this one's called Sledgehammer. I keep forgetting this one's got a funny start. Anyway, we'll go on with it. Sledgehammer from Peter Gabriel. Together now. there's Peter Gay for the here on Anfield Community Radio, and he's going on about this sledgehammer. It's 23 minutes to the top of the hour at 1 o'clock. My name's Mark Evans. I'll be with you for, well, just a little bit, I suppose, on this test transmission for a Monday. No, it's not. It's actually a Saturday. Jim Brown's still walking about somewhere with his radio, and I'm getting feedback again. I have to lay in there to start lowering the monitor down. I have the monitor full blast, you see, in the background, because I love listening to records nice and loud. Anyway, as I was saying, Jim Brown's still walking about in the area, somewhere in the Anfield area, so wherever you are, Jim Brown, good afternoon to you. And don't forget, if you see a fella walking about with the radio, ask him, is he from Anfield Community Radio? He's got a silver radio in his hand, okay? And he'll say yes or no, and maybe you can pass him a request and he'll bring it back to the station. And we'll play it on the airwaves for you, okay? Broadcasting usually every Sunday between the hours of 12 noon and 6 p.m. It's Anfield Community Radio, but today we're just going for the test transmission because we're in another location for various reasons. So here you go. Anyway, just looking at the front page of the Sun today, Boy George is back on drugs. Well, how true is this? I'm going to read up on it and have a little laugh on it and things. I was going to play a Boy George record, but I can't find one anywhere, but never mind. Oh, this one will do. This is Stan Ridgway, and I think it's still on the charts, maybe in the top 10, who knows. This one's called Camouflage. Outside. another one of those sudden ending records, I don't know. Anyway, that was Stan Ridgway, and that one was called Camouflage. And once again, I forgot to turn the radio down, so hang on, I'm just going to switch this mic off a minute. And maybe switch it back on. As I was saying, that was Stan Ridgway, and he's singer of Ozzy's Camouflage Day here on Anfield Community Radio. We're broadcasting here on 212, and, well, I think that's 1439, no, it's not, it's 1395 kilohertz, we think, we're not quite sure. And we're back to the engineer's side to pop a crystal in the transmitter and put it on frequency. Hello to Jim Brown once again, he's around the Anfield area somewhere. Maybe he's popped into Jeff Stone, so